while that it was rough.
What is up, everybody? Happy Monday, y'all. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we're all about real news and great conversation. And certainly, folks, we got a lot of real news happening this Monday. Join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I'm talking about the arrest of a man by the name of Luigi Mangiano. He's 26 years old, Baltimore native, went to college in Pennsylvania, apparently has also lived in Hawaii. Such an interesting moment. He's on videotape. There's full weight of U.S. law enforcement, the justice system is going to be brought to bear on Mr. Mangiano, because we watched him commit the crime on videotape. That's happened before in our country. And I think some people could make an argument that justice hasn't always been meted out fairly, that Lady Justice isn't blind, that we do have two systems here, one for poor folks, and I won't even say poor. Let's just say, like, people that don't have $1 million to spend on lawyers, right? People that don't have incredible access or incredible influence over the legal system. So what do you all think about this? It's an interesting moment. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Mr. Mangiano was arrested based on a tip from either an employee or someone eating at a McDonald's. Michaela from West Bend pointing out on the text line, gee whiz, I hope they never make that person's name public. Yikes, I would tend to agree. There had been reporting I had seen on Friday and over the weekend that law enforcement was somewhat frustrated by the fact that they weren't getting as much public assistance and tips as they have in the past. Because apparently this guy, there's a 3-page handwritten manifesto, very anti-corporate. Remember, the shell casing said, deny, defend, depose, meaning deny the insurance claim, defend the lawsuit when the insured sues, and then depose the insured, fighting coverage all the way. Here are some more facts. He was found with a fake ID in the name of Mark Rosario. That name was used to register at the hostel that he stayed at for 10 days in New York City. He used a different fake ID with the same last name, Mark Rosario, again, to check into that hostel. Let's see what else. He had a gun and a silencer on him. It is a ghost gun. These are guns assembled by a person at home. They're not registered anywhere. So it looks like there's quite a lot of evidence. Interesting side note, I heard reports that he may be related to a Maryland lawmaker. Fascinating. So that's what's going on there. Here's my take, and then I'm going to go to the phones. And the text lines are open, y'all. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. So what occurred in the McDonald's, based on the tip, is what is called a Terry stop in policing. Now, I bet unless you've been subject to a Terry stop or you're a lawyer, you probably don't know what the hell that is. A Terry stop is one of the most controversial elements of policing. It is called a Terry stop based on a U.S. Supreme Court case from years ago, Terry versus Ohio. And in it, what the Supreme Court said was that if law enforcement can articulate a reasonable suspicion, you can be stopped and patted down over your clothes. The rationale for the pat down in the Terry stop is that since police have detained you in order to keep yourself from hurting the cop or cops or hurting yourself, police can pat you down, again, only on top of your clothes. Like, they can't stick their hands into your pockets. Now, if they find something, that police will say that based on my years of experience felt like drugs or a weapon or a syringe, then they can go into your pockets, because that then has gone from reasonable suspicion to probable cause, and therefore you could be arrested and or detained depending on what the PC itself is. The entire interaction with Mr. Mangiano that occurred at this McDonald's based off of a layperson's maybe ID is going to come down to exactly what transpired in what was most certainly a Terry stop. So I will guarantee you now, I love making predictions on the radio, that this guy's entire defense is going to basically hinge on the legality of the Terry stop. Because if the Terry stop was illegal, then you don't have the gun or the silencer, and then you probably don't have the manifesto, you don't have the fake ID, etc., etc., etc. And why have Terry stops been super controversial? And this gets back to my broader point about, like, what do we think of the state of the justice system in the United States? They're controversial because a reasonable suspicion, well, reasonable to whom? And by the way, most cops I know can look at pretty much anybody doing anything and come up with some rationale for why that looks slightly suspicious under any given set of circumstances. So it's complicated, y'all. Let's go to the phones. Karina from Milwaukee, what do you think? Do we have a justice system, or do we have a legal system that we think might on occasion mete out some justice?
Well, obviously, the more you can pay, the more wiggle room you'll have. Because as you said, you know, if you're going to get a public defender and they have a million cases in their hands, and, you know, it is what it is. My thing is that we truly have to look into the situation. Why is it happening? Because coming from the healthcare, I know this man who was killed. Obviously, you shouldn't go around and kill people. But I would believe that
Karina, we're going to have to leave it there. I got to take care of some business. We're going to pick up the conversation a little bit later in the show. Up next, we've got my next guest from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. We're going to talk about the LGBTQIA decision that came down, or argument that occurred last week, Wednesday, before the Supreme Court. So y'all keep it locked. We're going to come right back after your farm update right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Oh, I hope I don't lose you. Please.